This is Unit 14 of Pimsleur's Tagalog. Listen to this Tagalog conversation.
Pakinggan ang usapang Tagalog na ito.
Remember that
eto
means here you are. You'll also hear
dyaryo,
meaning newspaper, as well as several English words in common usage.
Pakinggan. Miss, isang dyaryong Ingles, please.
Eto.
Salamat. Magkano ito?
$3 lang.
Sorry, pero wala akong dolyar.
Mayroon ka bang 150 pesos?
Mayroon. Eto. Pakinggan ulit. Miss, isang dyaryong Ingles, please.
Eto.
Salamat. Magkano ito?
$3 lang.
Sorry, pero wala akong dolyar.
Mayroon ka bang 150 pesos?
Mayroon. Eto.
Imagine you're shopping at a market with a friend. How do you ask the vendor? How much is this in dollars?
Magkano ito sa dolyar? Sa dolyar?
How does she say $10?
Sampung dolyar. Sampu.
Here's how to say here or here you are when handing something to someone.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Eto. Eto.
Say, here, $8.
Eto, $8. Walo. Eto, $8.
Now say, let it be $7.
$7 na lang. Pito.
She agrees and hands you your purchase, saying, all right, here.
Sige, eto. Eto.
Thank you very much.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Maraming salamat. Maraming. Maraming salamat.
Say, thank you very much.
Maraming salamat.
Now you decide to buy some fruit. The vendor says, here you are, 1 kilo.
Eto, 1 kilo. Isa.
Now she says, I want $3.
Gusto ko ng $3. Tatlo.
You get out your money. First, count aloud to 3, then say, here.
Isa, dalawa, tatlo. Eto. Isa, dalawa, tatlo. Eto.
Now you purchase a few things from another vendor. Ask, how much is the total?
Magkano lahat?
She says, $5 is the total.
$5 lahat. Lima.
Do you remember how to say, none I, meaning I have none, or I don't have?
Wala ako. Wala ako.
Say, I don't have dollars.
Wala akong dolyar. Wala. Wala akong dolyar.
Let it be 10 pesos.
10 piso na lang. 10.
Now say, let it be 3 pesos.
Tatlong piso na lang. Tatlo.
Do you remember how to say, you have?
Mayroon ka. Mayroon ka.
How would you say, you have 1 peso?
Mayroon kang piso.
Now ask your friend, do you have 1 peso?
Mayroon ka bang piso? Mayroon ka bang piso?
She offers, do you want 2 pesos?
Gusto mo ba ng 2 piso? Dalawa?
Say with emphasis, 8 pesos is what I want.
8 piso ang gusto ko. 8. 8 piso ang gusto ko.
Not 7.
Hindi 7. 7.
After she gives you the money, how do you thank her very much?
Maraming salamat.
Do you remember how to ask, how much is your money?
Magkano ang pera mo? Magkano ang pera mo?
Now here's how to ask, how many?
Pakinggan at ulitin.
Ilan? Ilan?
Try to ask, how many pesos?
Ilang piso? Ilang. Ilang piso?
How many dollars?
Ilang dolyar? Ilang dolyar?
Say, you have.
Mayroon ka.
Now how would she ask, how many dollars do you have?
Ilang dolyar mayroon ka? Ilang dolyar mayroon ka?
Say that you don't have dollars.
Wala akong dolyar. Wala akong dolyar.
Again she asks, how much is your money?
Magkano ang pera mo?
How would you ask, how much is this in pesos?
Magkano ito sa piso? Magkano ito sa piso?
Now she asks, how many pesos do you have?
Ilang piso mayroon ka? Ilang piso mayroon ka?
Do you remember how to say, thank you very much?
Maraming salamat.
This is like saying, thanks a lot. Now here's how to say, I have a lot of pesos.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Marami akong pesos. Pesos. Marami. Marami. Marami akong. Marami akong pesos.
Did you notice the English word pesos? It's used when mentioning unspecified amounts of pesos, and to avoid confusion with 1 peso. Say, I have a lot of pesos.
Marami akong pesos.
Say that you have 8 pesos.
Mayroon akong 8 piso. Mayroon.
Now say that you have a lot of pesos.
Marami akong pesos. Marami.
Now try to say, I have a lot.
Marami ako. Ako. Marami ako.
But I don't have dollars.
Pero wala akong dolyar. Wala ako. Pero wala akong dolyar.
How would she ask, don't you have dollars?
Wala ka bang dolyar? Wala ka bang dolyar?
Speaking to you, she says, you're not American.
Hindi ka Amerikano. Hindi ka Amerikano.
Tell her, I'm American.
Amerikano ako. Amerikano ako.
But I have no dollars.
Pero wala akong dolyar.
I have a lot of pesos.
Marami akong pesos. Marami akong pesos.
Ask the vendor how much the total is.
Magkano lahat?
Now ask your friend, how many dollars do you have?
Ilang dolyar meron ka? Ilang dolyar meron ka?
You want to say, give me dollars.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Bigyan mo ako ng dolyar. Bigyan. Yan. Bigyan. Bigyan mo ako. Bigyan mo ako ng dolyar.
Say, give me, or give you me.
Bigyan mo ako. Bigyan mo ako.
Give me dollars, please.
Bigyan mo ako ng dolyar, please. Bigyan mo ako ng dolyar.
Your friend says, all right, here, $5.
Sige, eto, $5. Lima. $5.
Thank her very much.
Maraming salamat.
Now ask, and in pesos?
At sa piso? Sa piso?
Meaning a specific amount, ask her how many pesos she has.
Ilang piso mayroon ka?
Using the English word, ask her to give you pesos.
Bigyan mo ako ng pesos. Bigyan mo ako ng pesos.
Tell her that you don't have money.
Wala akong pera.
Ask her if she has dollars.
Mayroon ka bang dolyar?
How does she tell you that she has a lot?
Marami ako. Marami ako.
How does she tell you that she has a lot of money?
Marami akong pera. Marami akong pera.
Ask her to give you dollars.
Bigyan mo ako ng dolyar. Bigyan mo ako ng dolyar.
Here's the Tagalog number 4.
Pakinggan at ulitin.
Apat. Apat.
You cannot add the linking sound when a number ends in a consonant. So here's how to say 4 pesos.
Pakinggan at ulitin.
Apat na piso. Na. Na. Apat na piso.
How would you say $4?
Apat na dolyar.
Here's the Tagalog number 9.
Pakinggan at ulitin. Siyam. Siyam.
How do you think you would say $9?
Siyam na dolyar. Siyam na dolyar.
Here's 6.
Pakinggan at ulitin.
Anim. Anim.
Say 9, not 6.
Siyam, hindi anim. Siyam, hindi anim.
Try to say $6.
Anim na dolyar. Anim na dolyar.
Your friend gives you some dollar bills. Count 1, 3, 5.
Isa, tatlo, lima. Isa, tatlo, lima.
Now count 2, 4, 6.
Dalawa, apat, anim. Dalawa, apat, anim.
Say 8 or 10.
Walo o sampu. Walo o sampu.
7 or 9.
Pito o siyam. Pito o siyam.
She says, here, $10.
Eto, 10 dolyar. Eto.
Say, thank you very much.
Maraming salamat.
Now you're getting thirsty. Say, let's drink.
Inom tayo?
Ask, is it already 12 o'clock?
Alas 12 na ba? Alas 12 na ba?
She answers, it's still only 11 o'clock.
Alas 11 pa lang.
Say, I have a lot of dollars now.
Marami akong dolyar ngayon.
She says, I also have a lot of dollars. Try it.
Marami rin akong dolyar. Marami rin akong dolyar.
And I have a lot of pesos.
At marami akong pesos.
Ask her how many pesos she has.
Ilang piso mayroon ka?
She answers, 8 pesos.
8 piso. 8 piso.
No, 6 pesos only.
Hindi, 6 na piso lang. 6 na piso.
Say, all right, give me 4 pesos.
Sige, bigyan mo ako ng 4 na piso. Sige, bigyan mo ako ng 4 na piso.
I want to buy beer.
Gusto kong bumili ng beer. Gusto kong bumili ng beer.
You ask a vendor. She says, I have no beer.
Wala akong beer.
Another vendor says, here's a beer. Literally, here one beer.
Eto, isang beer. Eto, isang beer.
Say, give me 9 pesos.
Bigyan mo ako ng 9 na piso. Bigyan mo ako ng 9 na piso.
Do you remember how to say the money of me or my money?
Ang pera ko.
Your friend only has 7 pesos. How does she say, 7 pesos only is my money?
7 piso lang ang pera ko. Ang pera ko. 7 piso lang ang pera ko.
Say, all right, let it be 6 pesos.
Sige, 6 na piso na lang. 6 na piso. Sige, 6 na piso na lang.
She asks, do you have dollars?
Mayroon ka bang dolyar?
Say, none. I don't have dollars.
Wala. Wala akong dolyar.
How would you say, a lot?
Marami.
She asks, how many?
Ilan.
Say, 4 or 6.
Apat o anim.
Or 9.
O siyam.
I don't know.
Hindi ko alam.
Now let's review how to ask for directions. Ask, where is Katipunan Avenue?
Saan ang Katipunan Avenue?
Is it over there?
Doon ba?
Or is it here?
O dito ba?
How would she say, it's over there?
Doon.
Say, thank you very much.
Maraming salamat. Maraming salamat.
Now imagine an American woman speaking to her Filipino husband in Tagalog. How does she say, "I want to buy coffee"?
Gusto kong bumili ng kape.
Give me $9, please.
Bigyan mo ako ng siyam na dolyar, please.
Changing her mind, she says, "Let it be $4 or $5."
Apat na dolyar o limang dolyar na lang. Apat na dolyar o limang dolyar na lang.
How does she ask him if he has any dollars?
Mayroon ka bang dolyar?
How does he tell her that he has none?
Wala. Wala ako. Wala akong dolyar.
He says, "I have a lot of pesos, but I have no dollars."
Marami akong pesos, pero wala akong dolyar.
How would he ask her how many pesos she wants?
Ilang piso ang gusto mo? Ilang piso ang gusto mo?
She says, 4 pesos only.
Apat na piso lang.
She adds, "I don't have any pesos."
Wala akong pesos.
He asks, "Don't you have any pesos?"
Wala ka bang pesos? Wala ka bang pesos?
She says, "None. I don't have money."
Wala. Wala akong pera.
Give me pesos and dollars.
Bigyan mo ako ng pesos at dolyar.
He finds some dollars and says, "All right, here you are, $6.
Sige, eto, 6 na dolyar.
She says, "Thank you."
Salamat.
Thank you very much.
Maraming salamat. Maraming salamat.
This is the end of Unit 14 and the end of today's lesson. Please continue with the next unit tomorrow. Copyright 2007 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2007 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.